This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Tom Evans, father of Alfie Evans, says Italy's Bambino Gesù Hospital is ready to take Alfie immediately and provide the care and treatment refused under the British health system by Liverpool's Alderhay Hospital. Alfie is the boy set to die with no diagnosis should his life support be withdrawn. Alfie's father met with Pope Francis earlier this week, pleading for asylum. Cecile Richards dedicating her last new abortion clinic in her 12-year Planned Parenthood career on Wednesday promised a continual push forward to expand abortions. Her language fits nicely into the 100-year Planned Parenthood heritage of eugenic contraception and abortion. 6 days a week, Planned Parenthood ends over 1,000 lives daily. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. A UN commission failed to address the issue of migration for the third time in 4 years last week. A 30-nation pro-abortion coalition attempted to breach UN language on national sovereignty and inject abortion rights at the UN. The Holy See delegation says the abortion coalition's inordinate focus on abortion scuttled any agreement. The coalition is part of the Pro-Abortion She Decides campaign, intent on compromising pro-life foreign policy from the U.S. State Department and elsewhere. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.